Guides and tips: the best city breaks in France for summer. There are some French destinations which make obvious city breaks, but in the summer, tourists rush to the major hotspots, and in the south, the heat can be oppressive. Here's our guide to which French cities offer the best breaks during the high season. Best for multicultural Europe. Marseille. Marseille is generally loved or loathed in equal measure by locals and tourists alike. It's a city that isn't entirely easy to appreciate. At first glance, it seems untamed, sprawling, and congested. But that is changing. President Macron is in the process of buying a property to be closer to his favorite football team, Olympique de Marseille, and with huge amounts of European funding, the mayor is slowly rebuilding the city with new transport links, state-of-the-art offices, and new housing developments. Marseille is a city at the confluence of France and Africa. France's colonial links with Northern Africa, and Marseille in particular, go back centuries, meaning that it's a great place to experience North African cuisine. Culturally speaking, it also has the new MUCEM, Museum of European and Mediterranean Civilizations, and its alleys and streets are a great place to photograph interesting graffiti. All of this is watched over by Marseille's age-old basilica, Notre-Dame de la Garde, whose Virgin Mary is at the highest point in the city and surveys the town from on high. Marseille offers the chance to explore the sublime coastline along the Mediterranean, too, for a fraction of the price of other resorts in Europe. Marseille, France. Vieux-Port in Marseille, France. Best for high-class beachgoers. Biarritz. Ever since royal families across Europe began arriving for holidays at the beginning of the 19th century, Biarritz has had a reputation for being glamorous. Today, you can still expect to find chic vacationers enjoying its beaches. This is also one of the key places in the region where people come to learn to surf on the long sandy beaches and windswept coastlines. Biarritz is known for the Rocha de la Vierge too, a famous rock out to sea with an ornate statue of the Virgin Mary on top. Find out more. Biarritz, France. A Biarritz beach. Best for architecture. Nancy. Nancy is France's 20th largest city, and yet it's one of the least well known to tourists. If you're looking for a summer break away from the crowds, Nancy has a lot going for it. Firstly, Alsace is the least visited French region, so it's a great place to get away from France's summer crowds. Secondly, Nancy is an architectural delight. It has three UNESCO-listed heritage sites, three main squares designed by King Stanislas of Poland, who remodeled the town in the 18th century when he was in exile from his own country. King Stanislas made a big splash in Nancy, as well as connecting the medieval parts of the city with the more modern areas. He founded a school, brought Rum Barber to the French, allegedly, and his daughter became Queen of France through her marriage to King Louis XV. Nancy, France. Town Hall of Stanislas Square in Nancy, France. Best for charm. Lille. The city of Lille only became French in 1667 after it had first been Flemish, Spanish, and Burgundy, an ancient Germanic tribe, meaning that it has lots of different influences. Lille is France's 10th largest city and, with 36% of the population under 25, this is a lively student town. Walk the cobbled streets of the old town or sample some of the city's varied cultural offerings. It was European Capital of Culture in 2004, such as the Palais des Beaux-Arts. Lille, France. Place General de Gaulle in Lille, France. Best for food. Lyon. Lyon is a major jewel in France's food crown but is highly underrated as a city break. Lyon's old town is UNESCO listed as a prime heritage site, and the city has recently undergone huge regeneration, particularly by the disused docks. The latest cultural addition, the Musée des Confluences, is a science and anthropology museum situated where the two rivers, the Rhône and Saône, meet. But it's the food that people come here for. Legendary chef Paul Bocuse's main restaurant is in Lyon, and there are many other Michelin-starred delights in town. Lyon is also the home of French culinary favorites coq au vin, lyonnaise potatoes, and sausages of every kind imaginable, including tripe.